Now, that leads me to say a word about Rome. And the question is, who founded the church in Rome? And I'm going to make a rather unusual statement here, and the statement is this: Paul is the one who founded the church in Rome, and he founded it by radar. And somebody says, you don't mean that. Well, may I say, he founded it by long-distance telephone. And somebody says, well, they didn't have radar, and they didn't have telephones then. Well, may I say to you, that's the best way I can describe it. And let me make it very clear. You see, Rome was a tremendous city, and Paul had never been there. No other apostle had been there. And yet a church came into existence. How did it come into existence? Well, Paul, as he moved throughout the Roman Empire, was winning men and women to Christ. And Rome had a strong drawing power, and many people were in Rome that had met Paul out in the Roman Empire. Somebody says, do you know that? Oh, we have a very striking example of that. Over in the 18th chapter of Acts, verses 1 through 3, we find Paul going to Corinth. And who did he meet there? Listen to this. After these things, Paul departed from Athens, and he came to Corinth, found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. Because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them, and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. Now Paul met Aquila and Priscilla. Their home was in Rome, but there had been a wave of anti-Semitism, and we find that Claudius, the emperor, had persecuted them, and now this couple left Rome. They came to Corinth. We find later that they went with Paul to Athens, and they became real witnesses for Christ. Then when Paul wrote the epistle to the Romans, they had returned back to Rome, and Paul sends greetings to them. Now we have this very personal word in Acts concerning this couple. What about the others there? Well, Paul knew them. That means he'd met them somewhere, and he'd led them to Christ, friends. Paul is the founder of the church at Rome by long distance, by leading folk to Christ, and then they gravitate to Rome. And let me read to you something I wrote many years ago in a little book entitled 1 Hour in Romans, and it's about Rome. I'd like for you to hear this. Paul knew Rome, although he had not been inside her city limits at the time of the writing of Romans. Rome was like a great ship passing in the night, casting up waves that broke on distant shores. Her influence was like a radio broadcast, penetrating every corner and crevice of the empire. Paul had visited Roman colonies such as Philippi and Thessalonica, and there he had seen Roman customs, laws, language, styles, and culture on exhibit. He'd walked on Roman roads. He'd met Roman soldiers on the highways and in the marketplaces, and he'd slept in Roman jails. Paul had gone before Roman magistrates. He'd enjoyed the benefits of Roman citizenship. You see, Paul knew all about Rome, although he was yet to visit there. From the vantage point of the world's capital, he was to preach the global gospel to a lost world that God so loved, so much that he gave his Son to die, that whosoever believed on him might not perish but have eternal life. Rome was like a great magnet. It drew men and women from the ends of the then known world to its center. As Paul and the other apostles crisscrossed in the hinterland of this colossal empire, they brought multitudes to the foot of the cross. Churches were established in most of the great cities of this empire. In the course of time, many Christians were drawn to the center of this great juggernaut. A saying that all roads lead to Rome was more than just a bromide. As Christians congregated in this great metropolis a visible church came into existence. Probably no man established a church in Rome. Converts of Paul and the other apostles from the fringe of the empire went to Rome, and a local church was organized by them. Certainly, Peter did not establish the church or have anything to do with it, as his sermon on Pentecost and following sermons were directed to Israelites only. Not until the conversion of Cornelius was Peter convinced that Gentiles were included in the body of believers.